I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So the Jonas Brothers have been lying to us the entire time that we've let them into our hearts and minds. Specifically, Kevin Jonas. And I imagine the other two carrying his water for him. Uh-oh. Just keeping the lie going. Something came out. And if you're like me and Kevin, we feel betrayed. His name's not Kevin Jonas. Katie.
Right.
His name is not Kevin Jonas.
Okay. So what is his name?
Paul.
No.
Paul Jonas.
Right. My jaw was dropped when I heard too.
Paul Jonas sounds like somebody who just goes to the beer or the garage for a beer.
Absolutely. Or makes his own.
I'm going to go get something out of the garage. And then he doesn't come back in for 20 or 30 minutes. That's Paul Jonas. Kevin Jonas is a delight. He plays the guitar.
Is it a family name?
Kevin is his middle name.
Yeah.
He's one of those weird people that go by their middle name.
Okay.
What is happening?
Okay, well, the people that go by their middle name, that's usually not their fault. Usually they were raised with that name. It's their parents that made the decision to call them by their middle name, which I never understood. Why not make Paul his middle name? Why not make him Kevin Paul Jonas, not Paul Kevin Jonas?
Text in if you're one of these people, or call us. 916-909-1065. If you go by your middle name, and you have your whole life. 909-1065. We want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you if you call your kid by their middle name but gave him a different first name.
Yeah, I want to talk to those people too, because what's happening?
Right.
This is my stepbrother. My stepbrother's one of these people. I met him when I was probably 11, and then he became my stepbrother, and then maybe around the age of like 20. 21, maybe? I found out that his real first name isn't Ryan, and it's Christopher.
So then ask your stepdad.
And I was like, what the hell?
So why did your stepdad do that?
Great question. I should ask him.
You never asked him?
No, I never did. I just blamed him. And my mother-in-law, and this is more of a boy thing, I feel like, than it is with a girl thing, but my mother-in-law, though,
Her name's Nancy?
Her first name's not Nancy. And I didn't find this out until I think somebody in the family died. And they came. Oh, no. It was when her brother came over to the house.
Okay.
And her brother called her by her first name.
Now that's even weirder.
Even weirder.
Because are you or aren't you? You know?
My mother-in-law Nancy's real first name is Catherine.
Well, what's wrong with the name Catherine? Why couldn't she be Catherine?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask her. But hold on. Let's talk to Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hello.
Or is it?
Oh, right. And Renee, don't let him talk to you this way.
What is your alter ego?
My alter ego? I go by my middle name because my mom and dad named me Janet Renee, and my mom didn't really like Janet. She just started calling me Renee, but at work now, they call me Janet because that's what's on my ID.
So you went by Renee your whole life, then you got a job, and then they were like, hi, Janet.
And you're like, whatever.
Yes, it feels weird, but...
Yes, Renee, it feels weird. They're calling you not your name. I know it's legally your name, but no.
Yeah, I go by Renee, and my boss is all, but it says Janet Renee, and all your paperwork here is Janet.
Okay, your boss sucks, because if you say, I go by Renee, and your boss goes, yeah, but I don't care.
Right.
I have a coworker that works there now. He was my friend before he started working there, and he's all, what's up with the Janet thing?
That's funny. What a unique perspective.
He thinks that they're like pranking you.
That guy has to live in two different universes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for calling. If you're just joining us, Kevin Jonas is not his real name. His real name is Paul Jonas. And a lot of people texting in say that the reason they call their kid by the middle name is because they're a junior. But again, this wasn't government issued. Okay. Why did you do it?
Okay. Well, sometimes it's like a family tradition and they want to maintain the tradition.
If you're a junior, it's not a tradition. It's happened once.
Oh. Well, okay. But I mean, like, but sometimes it's the third and they still call you junior.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, though, if you're one of these middle
name
people.
What is Kevin Jonas' dad's name? Look
it
up.
Let's
well,
see.
Look it up.
Okay. Okay. Kevin Jonas's dad's name.
Is it Paul?
Nope. Kevin Jonas Sr.
His first name is Kevin?
Oh, it's Paul Kevin Jonas Sr.
Okay.
So Paul Jonas is a junior.
Okay.
Wow, he went by Kevin too. That's so dumb.
Is he the oldest one?
The eldest one of what? Of his
The Jonas brothers.
Who,
yeah,
Kevin?
Kevin is.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin's the oldest.
Okay.
Kevin's the oldest.
All right, well, now it's all making sense.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it.
No.
But it's all making sense. Now,
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.